Yosef does an amazing job for the butler, the Sar HaMashkin. He tells him what his dream means. He gives him the menuchas hanefesh to know that it's all going to be good and he's going to be all right. And then he says, I have one little favor for you. Don't forget me. I've done quite a bit to help you. I ask that you please remember me because I don't deserve to be here. And then, of course, we know that 3 days later, Paro realizes that his birthday is coming. He is missing his Sar HaMashkin. He brings the Sar HaMashkin back into his employment. And when that happens, the Pasuk tells us, "V'lo zachar Sar HaMashkin es Yosef v'yishkachehu." He did not remember him, and he forgot him. Essentially, what happens is very, very quickly, the kindness that Yosef had done for the Sar HaMashkin was completely forgotten. Fast forward, Paro has his own dreams, and Paro struggles to figure out what's going on, what do these dreams mean, and nobody is able to give him an interpretation that he's comfortable with. And after they've exhausted all possibilities, you can almost imagine that that's when the Sar HaMashkin speaks up and says, Your Majesty, I might know someone. Now, why is it that when the Sar HaMashkin talks about Yosef, he calls him a Nar Eved Ivri? So one possibility is he's actually, which is a, I think it is a realistic possibility, is he's hedging his bets. The Sar HaMashkin has to prepare himself. What if I bring him Yosef, and what if Yosef doesn't do well by him? Is he going to then come to me and say, "Ugh, look, this is your fault. I just spent my time in jail. I don't need to go back." That's one possibility. Rashi, though, offers a different possibility. Rashi says, this is the way of the evil people. That even when they want to do a chesed, they want to do a kindness, they want to help us out, there's always going to be a piece, a shtach that they stick in there. So what happens? The Sar HaMashkin comes along and says, "Oh, there was this guy, he can help you. He helped me. But really, he's a nar. He's just a young boy, he's foolish. He's an Eved, he's a servant. And he's an Ivri, he's a Jew." What is he saying? He's trying to discredit him. Rashi suggests a fascinating concept, and it's a concept that we see throughout the history of the Jewish people, is that no matter what, when we're in exile, we'll always be outsiders. Even when we think we have an inside window into the society we're in, we have to remember that we're just guests. Sometimes our stay is better, other times not as good. But no matter how comfortable we are, we'll always just be guests. And that's, I think, Yosef, the message of Yosef. Yosef is the ultimate Jew of exile. He spends very little time in the land of Israel. And he's wildly successful in exile. But what Yosef finds out, and it takes him till the end of his life to realize, is that no matter how comfortable you think you are, no matter how much you think you're part of the culture and the society you live in, you really are simply an outsider. The only place a Jewish person could truly feel at home is Al Admas Kodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Have a great day.